Afterpay has expanded its buy now, pay later service into the hospitality sector, rolling out to 160 venues across Australia. This new concept allows patrons to pay off their night at the pub in 4 instalments across 6 weeks. But is this good news for those who dread looking at their bank account the morning after? Or is it just a hangover that lasts longer than the night? We chat to Glenn James, retired financial advisor and creator and host of the My Millennial Money podcast, about what the new expansion means for young Aussies. Glenn, you're not a morning person. How are you feeling? Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm a bit rusty, but we'll try and get through this chat.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know how all you 8 a.m. people do it.
I love it. Hey, thanks for joining us. Now, Afterpay seems like a great idea in theory, right? Getting the goods, getting your, I don't know, what is it, a pint, and then paying it off in installments without interest. But last financial year, Afterpay generated close to $100 million worth of revenue in late fees alone. Why do you think people are failing to make their payments on time? And like how, yeah, firstly, let's go with that. Why are they failing to make their payments on time?
Well, and this is the whole thing. Like you can go and buy a beer or a wine on credit at the moment because credit cards exist. We know that. The problem I have is Afterpay, it's actually credit because believe it or not, if you owe someone money, that's a debt. And the issue with, you know, why credit cards exist, they don't actually exist because they make all our lives convenient. They exist because the companies who created credit cards are making money because on balance, human nature creeps in and we want stuff right now. And then I'll pay for that tomorrow. Oh, but tomorrow never comes and we get stuck in this cycle. So it's no different to Afterpay. Yes, Afterpay makes 75% of their revenue from the retailer, but there is a big portion of people. It might only be 15% of revenue, but they're people behind that statistic. People, you know, we're all lazy, you know, at balance. Sometimes we can't be bothered paying stuff off or we get caught out and we just get caught out and
there are
someone
late fees
is going to be left holding the bag.
Yeah, right. Okay. How, like, Afterpay being available in hospitality venues, what do you think about this? Or is this just, like you were saying, this is just credit cards or this is just, like, this is happening already. It's just that Afterpay have gotten in on the show.
Yeah. They're in on the show. The problem I have, it's credit, but I can't just open an app and get a credit card, but I can create an Afterpay account and have $200 of credit instantly available. So I think the problem I see as a society, we're obviously okay with this at the moment, but the problem is the marketing that comes out of companies like Afterpay is that we will help you manage your money. Like, no, control your money yourself. You can't outsource your diet and weight loss to a shake. You can't bloody outsource your money management to a debt company.
Why not, Glenn? Why not? I don't want to be responsible for anything. I didn't realize that you can open, like, you just open the app and you, like, I don't have it and I don't have credit cards. And so I didn't realize that you just literally download the app. And there are so many of these companies. Like, there's Afterpay, there's, what are the other ones? I don't even know. But
ZipPay,
that's
Klarna.
It. Okay, so okay, if you just download the app, can you get like $200 from each of those?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, because it's unregulated in the terms of needing credit checks. Afterpay is regulated by ASIC. They've got an AFSL. But to get debt, it's not a credit product.
Yeah, right.
So this is the problem. And I think it will change. I mean, actually, in my book, I'll give my book a plug, Sort Your Money Out and Get Invested.
Oh, sorry, what was that? Say it again.
It's called Sort Your Money Out and Get Invested.
Roger.
And it's just come out. And I did a bit of an example. Back when motor cars first hit the scene, car companies were pushing back against regulators that you don't need seatbelts, guys. Come on, no seatbelts are needed. We don't need seatbelts. And then I referenced the submission to ASIC that Afterpay, he pretty much like, we don't need to be regulated, guys. Like, come on, chill out. No, it's just the Afterpay. So, oh gosh, you shouldn't get me in the morning. I get ranty.
I love it.
Look, the whole thing is we can learn to manage our money. That's what I teach thousands and thousands of people on my Millennial Money podcast, right? We can manage our own money. We do not need to outsource our money management to an app, because there was this old saying from a billion years ago, you know, something about fishing and catching a fish and teaching someone to fish. I don't know. I get, you know, confused with all these complex analogies.
Give a man something like teach a man to fish and he'll never go hungry. But yeah, something like that.
Yep. So we all lay in the bed we make for ourselves. If you want to use debt products, knock yourself out. Don't whinge if you get stung in fees for being lazy and not paying it back or forgetful.
What would a seatbelt for Afterpay look like?
I think it would look like some type of credit check. So it would put a barrier in place where it's just a little hurdle before you can get access to this credit.
Okay.
So $200 to a lot of people, it's not a lot of money. I get that. But I just think, I predict if it goes unchecked, you know, it won't be four easy payments. It will go back to, 104 easy payments, 200 easy payments. So I think we need to get real here that if it is left unchecked, it will just be no different to a in-store, you know, credit product when you buy a lounge and you do interest free. So the concern is that people will just end up not being able to learn how to manage their own money. And I'm not talking like there'll be people in your audience listening now who, I use Afterpay and I've never paid a fee. Awesome, knock yourself out. I'm not talking to the 1%ers out there. I'm talking to the rest of us like me, who is a spender who needs to spend every living cent that walks into my life. So I don't know. It's just, we just have to buy beware. That's all I'm saying.
Buy beware. All right. So the My Millennial, what is the, my Millennial Money podcast?
I don't know.
Money,
it's
podcast.
My Millennial Money. They'll do. Yeah.
And then what is your book again?
Sort Your Money Out and Get Invested.
Sort Your Money Out and Get Invested. Glenn, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really fascinating. I do like the whole buy now, pay later area. Just, it does intrigue me because I don't have it, and I don't have credit cards. And I wonder, like, initially I was like, am I just old and thinking, you know, it's just another form of credit card. But this, you're right, that message of let us help you manage your money. And here's $200 to go and spend on whatever you want. Two different things.
Okay, can I finish on one quick last thing?
Yeah,
this is
the
wild thing, right? So Afterpay Now, and I don't like advertising their stuff, but they've got this thing called Afterpay Money. And if you use Afterpay Money and you buy a pair of shoes or something like that, and within a certain amount of time, say a week's time, if you're short on money, you can then redraw back on that purchase and then repay that off. I mean, what could go wrong, people? What could go wrong? This is just, and I'm old and cranky and all that stuff, and it's the morning, so I'll never be invited back to your show, but whatever.
Oh my God, Glenn James, I love it. No, I seriously, I love it. That has all been so great. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and I'm going to tune into your podcast. Thank you so much.
Love to have you. See you later.